USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Department of Justice is formally announcing charges against former President Trump.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The charges are related to Trump's handling of classified documents. The DOJ said the former president stored classified information, including U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. The DOJ unsealed the federal indictment of Trump a day after he announced he would become the first former president to face federal charges. Alerts remain in effect in several states, but air quality levels are improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires drifted down through the U.S. and impacted millions of Americans. A wind shift this weekend is expected to disperse the remaining haze. Meanwhile, horses are working out, but tomorrow's Belmont Stakes on Long Island is still not a definite go as Canadian wildfire smoke moves through the area. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blankman says several local agencies are monitoring the air quality, but he'll be one of 50,000 people at the Belmont Stakes.
It's not nearly as bad as it was 2 days ago. It's been getting progressively better, and there's no indication that the quality of the air is going to get any worse between now and the time that the race takes off.
Air quality must remain below 200 for the races to go off. Wall Street is closing modestly higher to wrap up a positive week. Tesla shares rose nearly 5% on news GM will use its electric vehicle charging network. The market is also looking ahead to next week's CPI data and the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 43 points to 33,876. S&P 500 added 4 points to 4,298. NASDAQ rose 20 points to 13,259. This is USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
What you believe might not be. Step into the zone.
Of a secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest. I am Jeremy Scott. I'm always fascinated to talk about some of the classics when it comes to UFO cases, and tonight is no exception.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.
Reports are that the Pope is doing well in a hospital after abdominal surgery. The surgery was on his abdomen and was not considered urgent. A federal court's ruling that playing explicit music in the workplace could be grounds for claiming sexual harassment. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals this week ruled on a case where the owners of a warehouse allowed employees to blast what was called sexually graphic, violently misogynistic music while working. An employee lawsuit was filed against the company. The NBA Finals continue tonight, heading into the matchup. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra said his team performs well when the pressure is on.
It's tough going through the gauntlet of three rounds to get to this level, and then when you get to this level, it should be what it is. It's the highest level of competition, and our guys thrive in that. They love it.
The Heat will host the Denver Nuggets for Game 4 from South Beach. The Nuggets enter with a 2-1 series lead after a 109-94 victory in Game 3. And it's not clear if horses are going to get the green light to race at the Belmont Stakes in New York as smoke from Canadian wildfires create poor air quality for the region. New York Governor Hochul says it's going to be a last-minute decision. This comes as New York State is instituting enhanced measures to protect horses and spectators ahead of the Belmont Stakes on Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.